Gala Isaac Steven is a protection manager at IsraAid, an international humanitarian agency that delivers humanitarian aids to affected areas and provides gender-based violence and child protection programs. Steven says he frequently travels to other states to provide humanitarian assistance. But Steven says he has been facing continuous challenges, including resistance from authorities who at times have either denied access to certain areas or delayed clearing his travel to specific locations. Steven says there is a lot of bureaucracy involved in gaining access to certain areas, and insecurity remains a big challenge to humanitarian workers.
For example, we are doing a response in Kajokeji. And you know, Kajokeji has different authorities. The other side sometimes is controlled by the government. The other side is controlled by another, by armed opposition. So it's so difficult sometimes in terms of coordinating these two structures. And you find each side have their own terms and conditions that sometimes it's really not easy for humanitarian workers.
Steven says he lost both of his parents during the war which led to South Sudan's independence, and as a result grew up with a lot of pain. He says he wouldn't want to see other South Sudanese go through the same circumstances in this generation. Steven is calling on the government to protect humanitarian workers so they can easily deliver assistance to the needy.
I will encourage both government and other armed groups. I will encourage them to really create policies that are friendly for humanitarian access, so that at the end of the day, we as humanitarian workers were able to deliver our work, because we are neutral. We have no another political whatever affiliation. We are totally independent. So, and we are here to save lives. So for us to do our work better, so we, of course, need the guidance from the government.
Susan Pascal, director for the Women's Advancement Organization, a local humanitarian agency that focuses on gender issues, says she has been to a number of states but finds it difficult to access some areas because of threats from armed robbers.
I've been in Fangak, moving in between Fangak and Korowai. That involves only walking. You walk and you swim in the swampy areas because there's no road. And also with a lot of fear, because anytime you can find in these unknown gunmen, and they can cause any harm to somebody, to humanitarian workers. So the accessibility to the various counties and the community, the Payam, has been a huge challenge.
Pascal blames the attacks on the slow implementation of the peace agreement, saying soldiers continue to attack aid workers and other people because they are not unified and receive little, if any, financial support from the government. Boinkon, a protection manager at Intersols, an international humanitarian aid organization operating in South Sudan, says he sometimes feels he is targeted for no apparent reason, even though his work involves providing assistance to the needy. He too says the government needs to provide more security for aid workers.
We don't get adequate protection from the government, something that we felt our government should do, but in states we don't. As nationals of South Sudan, there's no one that will protect us apart from the government of South Sudan. So on this matter, maybe I wanted the government to value the work, the humanitarian works that the nationals are doing, and provide the needed protection that the nationals need, so that they continue serving the peoples of South Sudan.
In a recent press release on South Sudan, the UN said, quote, since March 2021, there has been a rise in the number of attacks against aid workers who serve the community. Ambushes and attacks on clearly marked humanitarian convoys, including ambulances, also increased. Four aid workers were killed carrying out their duties this year. The deaths bring the number of aid workers killed in South Sudan since 2013, when conflict broke out, to 128. Most were South Sudanese, end quote. Lawrence Akola, the Director General at South Sudan Humanitarian Affairs Ministry, says he is aware that aid workers are being denied access or being attacked in some areas, but says the number of violent incidents involving aid workers has diminished.
We are aware of what's going, and the number of restrictions has become now lower and lower because we have involved the security. But however, what you know, in South Sudan here, we have sometimes armed groups sometimes armed group, we don't know where they belong to, but the government is trying its best to control.
Akola says his ministry has directed security operatives to allow unfettered access to humanitarian workers in all areas of South Sudan. For VOA News, I am Winnie Sereno in Juba.